Welcome to your five for the day. Do you have faith? You may not think you do, or you may feel like your faith is weak and puny. But consider this. Have you ever flown on an aeroplane without meeting the pilot? Have you ever eaten a meal without knowing who cooked it? We operate in a world of faith all the time and don't even think about it. For example, some of you listening have teenagers you send off to school every day. That requires some faith, and we all need a little faith every time we drive in traffic. Some of you might say, well, I have faith. I believe in Jesus. Frankly, it's one thing to say you have faith, but it's an entirely different matter to apply your faith to life's challenges. When the storms of life come, and they do for all of us, do you stay calm, cool, and collected? Or do you allow fear to overpower you? Do you give the situation completely over to God? Or do you try to figure everything out? It's easy for us to feel like we've got great faith when things go well or play out like we want them to. And it's easy for us to have faith when something new comes along and life is exciting. But stuff happens. And when stuff happens, how does your faith respond? I'm not just referring to big, dramatic events that take place. I'm also referring to the little things that pop up and can easily sidetrack you. For example, what if you had just bought your favourite coffee from Starbucks, Costa or Cafe Nero's and the coffee was inside one of those big, double-walled mugs that keep your coffee warm for a long time? You placed your mug on the table just as you see an old school friend. After chatting for some time, you go back to drink the coffee and somebody has stolen it. The mug, even the cream, everything was gone. You see, stuff is going to happen. How would you react? Would you have cried, oh, why does this stuff happen to me? The devil's always picking on me, it's not fair. Or would you have decided that the whole incident was actually quite hilarious? You see, somebody might have been cleaning up and thought they were doing something good. The Bible tells us to think the best of people. That also requires faith. Faith is something that must be released. You can possess faith, but you must put it to use. A muscle that is not used gets weak and shrivels up. If you don't use your faith, then it's no different than not having any. When you sit down on a chair, you have faith that it's not going to collapse. You don't start sweating and trembling with fear, saying, oh, I'm afraid to sit in this chair. I don't know if I should be doing this. It's a silly illustration to make the point, but you just go plop down on the chair because you do have a measure of faith. But what about when you have a problem? Do you go plop down in the arms of Jesus and say, I'm asking you to take care of this, and I believe you will? Do you release your faith through prayer, line up what you speak with God's promises, and do whatever he asks you to do without trying to figure things out? Now that's the way to release your faith. Give your circumstances over to the Lord Jesus and be confident that he's got it all under control. Your life will change dramatically once you unleash your faith. Don't just have it in your heart. Let it out. Put it to the test and be amazed at what God does through and for your life.